As the fiscal cliff looms ever closer, commentator Cal Thomas says while Congress deserves much of the blame, they're not alone.
Good morning. The voters did this. They send a majority Democrat Senate and a majority Republican House to Washington, along with a Democrat president, and this is the result. Make up your minds, America. Do you want nonstop spending with a financial catastrophe in the very near future, or do you want a government that functions within its constitutional limits? Congress has known since November 2011 that the cliff was coming because it created this financial Armageddon. As Rich Galen notes on his blog, the House worked 12 days in July, 2 days in August, a backbreaking 8 days in September, 0 days in October, and 8 more days in November. So over the 5 months between June and December, our hardworking leaders hard worked 30 days. And for this performance, the president thinks they deserve a pay raise? The only people who seem to be having success in Washington are the Redskins and Nationals. Let's put RG3 and Davey Johnson in charge. They know how to win.
Cal Thomas is part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP Radio.